Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you will enjoy this one. Listen, I have to say that I've been proven wrong. Yep. You see, I listened to Holly Willoughby's speech yesterday that she made on her return to This Morning, and it moved me. It moved me to tears. Tears of laughter. Now, I'm afraid you don't get away with it that easy. You're going to have to listen to the next minute or so of, well, we'll talk about what it is in a minute or so, but let's listen up, especially the first, but listen to this.
Deep breath. Firstly, are you okay? I hope so.
Who's she talking to? What's this crap about, are you okay? Does she mean Schofield? Does she mean her audience? Why would the audience not be okay? Really strange start. Okay.
I hope so. It feels very strange indeed sitting here without Phil. And I imagine that you might have been feeling a lot like I have. Shaken, troubled, let down, worried for the well-being of people on all sides of what's been going on.
No. I've been fine. The only people that haven't been fine for the past several weeks are these couple of narcissists fronting up This Morning TV.
And full of questions. You, me, and all of us at This Morning gave our love and support to someone who was not telling the truth, who acted in a way that they themselves felt that they had to resign from ITV.
Boom! That's you, Phil. She's talking about you.
And step down from a career that they loved. That is a lot to process. And it's equally hard to see the toll that it's taken on their own mental health. I think what unites us all now is a desire to heal for the health and well-being of everyone. I hope that as we start this new chapter and get back to a place of warmth and magic that this show holds for all of us, we can find strength in each other.
So
what, and from my heart, can I just say thank you for all of your kind messages and thank you for being here this morning. Myself, Josie, Derma, Alison, Craig, and every single person that works on this show will continue to work hard every single day to bring you this show that we love. So on that note, Josie,
what may I marry you? Bring it in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. I need the Josie cuddle.
Oh. Thank you.
Wow. That was truly stomach churning from Holly Willoughby. That was a masterclass in how to fake sincerity. That was a masterclass in trying to desperately keep her career going, even as she helps bury Philip Schofield's career. That's what that is that you've just listened to. So contrived. I mean, I'm not sure who wrote that for her, if she wrote it herself. I would imagine her advisors wrote it for her. And it's all designed to paint her in the most positive, most glowing terms imaginable. Hi, are you okay? She says to an audience watching in. What she means is, are you going to let me get away with this? That's what she means. When she talks about time to turn the page and start a fresh chapter, what she means is, good riddance to Schofield, but I'm still here and I'm going nowhere. That's what she means. This lady is extraordinarily determined to keep her career going at all costs and at every cost. And when she talks about, we've all got lots of questions. Yeah, Holly, we've got lots of questions. When did you know what Schofield was up to? When did you know it? And who did you tell? There's three questions, just for starters. I notice you didn't answer any of them in your little monologue. And of course, you never will answer any of them because I suspect those questions are very, very aux for you and you don't want to go near them. So instead, you have these hugs from the rest of the hanger-ons on this god-awful program. And you all sort of comfort each other because one of your number has fallen. But the truth is, as far as I can understand, still waters run deep around the people involved in the production of this show. And I'm not sure if everything is much is a sweetness and light as Holly wants to pretend it is. So the questions are, I guess, did she do enough today to save her career? Or do a lot of people, well, a lot of people see this the way I see this, which is, you know, absolutely in your face, self-preservation and insincerity, maxed up as if it's on steroids. You know, as I say, I mean, it is that old maxim, you know, if you can fake sincerity, you've got it made. And I mean, Holly was sitting there on the, and she was, you know, she took a deep breath to start. Oh, she was being brave. She was holding back the tears because she suffered so much, remember, because people around her have lied and not been truthful to her, Philip Schofield. But the question is, as I say, the questions remain exactly about, did she know about the young man concerned? Did she say anything to anyone at any point? Or did all this happen and Holly was just sitting there, perhaps blinded by her halo, unable to see anything that was happening in the sordid environment of this morning? Thanks for listening.